Heading to the next Wedding Fair Expo? Make sure you watch this video first, guys. I've got your back with some tips and advice. Hi guys, Kylie from Just Fluff Photography. In this video, I wanted to talk to you about wedding fairs. Likely, if you've just gotten engaged, that's the first thing you think to do is go to the next wedding fair or expo to see what they're all about. But I wanted to share some advice and tips with you so that you get the most out of it. So let's get started. So the first tips I have for you are to do with before you actually go. So imagine a massive big convention center full of different vendors. You walk in, you start walking around, you don't really know what you're doing or where you're going. If you go to a wedding fair without a plan, that is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to get the sorest feet and you're not going to actually come up with anything. So my first tip is all about research. Check out what vendors are going to be there, social stalk them, get on their Instagram, see what they've done recently. There might be weddings there that you actually love and want to talk to them about. Do your research before you go, which means that you're going to actually know what you want to look for when you get there. My advice would be to select maybe three vendors from each category that you want to look for. So if you're looking for photographers or florists, pick your three favorites that are going to be there and go and hit them up. Go and chat to them, and at least you're going to the wedding fair with a plan. Secondly, my next point is, who do you want to take to the wedding fair with you? Now, I have been to my share of wedding expos and I have seen my share of tired grooms with brides, and while I'm sure they're just as excited about the wedding, it is a big day. So think about, you know, who's excited to go to a wedding fair with you? Who's the diehard wedding lover that just can't wait to get there? Some grooms, of course, will be super excited and have already shortlisted the wedding fairs they want to go to as a team. And if that's the case, fantastic. Make a day of it, enjoy it together, and that's awesome. But I just wanted to make a bit of a point that the groom doesn't have to go, and it's absolutely okay if it's not his cup of tea. It just means that you can round up your girlfriends or your mum or whoever that core team is going to be to help you plan your wedding, and then you can share your experience with your groom afterwards. There's absolutely no rules as to who has to go, so don't feel like you need to drag your guy along if it's not really what he's into. So shortlist it, make it fun, make a day of it, have breakfast with whoever you go, make an experience, and everybody is going to have a great time. Now, as we know, sometimes if you make a decision too quickly, you might live to regret it. And I wanted to bring this up because during a wedding fair, of course, suppliers and vendors, they've paid a lot of money to actually exhibit, thousands upon thousands of dollars sometimes. So it's in their best interest to get the most that they can out of it as well, which often means discounting their services or having what they call a show special, which is fantastic if you've been looking to book that vendor for a little while. It's an absolute bonus because you get to save some money. But I really wanted to just bring this up, that you're going to experience this, and to warn you against making any snap or rash decisions. Decisions that you might not have made if you hadn't have seen that special, that decisions that you might actually live to regret afterwards when you reflect on the vendor and whether they're a good fit for your wedding. So just be wary as you're walking through the expo. Make sure that if there's a show special on, maybe go home, do some research first, make sure they're the right vendor for you, and contact them later that afternoon or that evening and see if that special still applies. But just don't make a decision because you think it's going to run out of time. I think the worst thing after a wedding fair would be getting home and forgetting what you even saw. So my next point of advice is to actually take as many photos as you can. As you're walking around, anything that inspires you or that you love, snap it with your iPhone. Vendors don't mind. Chat with them, you know, ask permission if you feel you have to, but honestly, everybody will be taking photos. Get in on the hashtag, they'll love that. But more than anything, catalog your experience and the things that you love so that you can look through what you saw when you get home so you don't forget it. So going to a wedding fair, you're going to obviously meet a lot of different vendors. If you do feel that one is a good fit for you, I really encourage you to get onto their social media and get to know them personally. Follow them for a little while before you book them. So still get in touch, of course, but follow them on Instagram and Facebook. See the weddings that they're doing. See any weddings that they've done at the wedding venue that you're thinking of. Actually follow them and social media stalk them. That's exactly what social media is for. Put some effort into following up afterwards with them. I also wanted to just encourage you, if you go to a wedding fair and you don't find any vendors that you think are a good fit, that's okay. Not all vendors go to wedding fairs. Personally, I've only been to a handful myself. So if you get home and you haven't found somebody that's the right fit, don't be discouraged. Just think of other ways to look them up, get on social media, find their websites, and go from there. Lastly, I really wanted to encourage you to follow up with appointments, meet some people face to face after the wedding fair, shortlist a maximum of 3 vendors. So if you go to an incredible fair and you actually see a lot of people that you like, shortlist it to 3. You do not need to meet more than 3 vendors to make a decision. Often I've seen and met with brides before where I've been like the 15th photographer that they've seen, and I don't think they can then remember the 5th photographer. So I think it's really important to find your top 3, meet with them in person, and book them from there. So there you have it, guys. There's some before, during, and after tips so you get the most out of the wedding fairs that you might attend. As always, guys, if you have any tips or advice, please comment below. I'd love to hear about your experience. And hit the subscribe button. I'd love to be a part of this time of your life, this journey with you, and we can make it as fun as possible together. Until next time, I'll see you in the next video. Bye.